the church the gospel for to hear. And when the meeting it was done, she cast her eyes about, and there she spied young Matty Groves a walking in the crowd. Said, come home with me, little Matty Groves, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Matty Groves, and sleep with me tonight. Well, I can't come home, and I won't come home, sleeping with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers I can tell you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home, he is out in the far country, he's bringing a yearling's home. To carry his news, he bent his breast and he ran. And when he came to the broad mill stream, he took off his shoes and he swam. Little Matty Groves, he lay down and he took a little sleep. And when he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing by his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? And how do you like my lady wife, who lies in your arms asleep? Oh, well, I like a feather bed, but better I like your sheets. And best I like your lady wife, who lies in my arms asleep. Get up, Lord Arnold cried. Get up as quick as you can, for it'll never be said in this fair land I slew a naked man. Well, I can't get up, and I won't get up, I wouldn't get up for my life, for you have two long beaten swords, and I not a pocket knife. If it's true I have two beaten swords, they cast me deep in the pass, but you will have the better of them, and I will keep the worse. Below, and he hurt Lord Arnold sore. Lord Arnold struck the very next blow, and Matty struck the floor. And then he took his own dear wife, sat her upon his knee, and said, who do you like the best of us now? You're dead, Matty Groves, or me? And then up spoke his own dear wife, never heard to speak so free. I'd rather a kiss from dead Matty's lips than you and all your finery. And that Lord Arnold, he jumped up and loudly did he bawl. He struck his wife right through the